wanna feel the sky revive. I said just rock and come in, you know, I said the vibe is right. Yeah. So bring your queen, I tell her, say feel loud the machine tonight. Yeah. Cause it's a funky baggy party and we feel the vibe. Yeah. It's a long time I no dance like this. It's a long time I no groove like this. We sing yeah oh, yeah oh, yeah oh, yeah oh, alright. Yeah oh, yeah oh, yeah oh, yeah oh. We sing yeah oh, yeah oh, yeah oh, yeah oh, alright. Yeah oh, yeah oh, yeah. Catch a groove, wanna feel this high revive. I said just rock and come in, you know I said the vibe is right. Oh, bring your queen, I tell yourself a loud the machine tonight. Cause it's a funky braggy party and we feel the vibe. Oh, it's a long time I not dance like this. It's a long time I no groove like this. We sing yeah.
Check, check. Hello, hello. Marlon?
Yeah, man, what day, man?
Yes,
sir. Wow, we've been stressing at this end, trying to get you to you. I don't know what's been happening, but I'm glad we get you.
Done.
Everything cool, you're in?
Yeah, man, everything cool from our end.
Yeah, you sound a little bit distant.
I'm not sure why, you know, but...
Okay. I hear you have a full house.
Yeah, everybody there, man. Family there, everybody there.
Ah, that's cool. I've just been rinsing out a few of your tunes, you know, waiting to make the link. Just to let people know what I go on. Yes, you're in tune with Yendis in conversation. Who am I talking to? It's Marlon, yes?
Yeah, everybody there. Them are here also.
Greetings, Yendis.
Greetings, my youth.
Gizmo there, the whole band there, man. Everybody there.
All right. The tight unit.
Yes.
Big up yourselves. So it's Raging Fire, full band in conversation here with Yendis on Reggae Space. I'll just touch in on one or two of your tunes. These seem to be singles, or you get them? Voila. Yes, you have the LP release. What, August just gone? That one just dropped. Yes.
2011,
Judgment.
The album Judgment Day was released last year, August 7th. 11 track album.
Right.
Yeah.
Judgment Day is the title track, yes?
Yeah.
And I just been to one and two of your tunes. Tell me if them was on the album Far Away, Sunshine, and I Revive.
No, Sunshine wasn't on Judgment Day album.
Okay.
But Far Away and
I Revive.
Well, you're getting a good response to the few tunes that I play so far. It seems a lot of people here on Reggae Space appreciating your style of music. How you guys actually come together? I believe you study together, is that right?
Yeah, man, we started college, Edna Molly College in Kingston together, all except for Gizmo. Who we call a street musician, you know, with a bag of knowledge.
Okay.
So in 2002, we all entered. After years of doing classes together, pop ensembles and, you know, playing together, we found out that over time we develop a sound.
Yeah. So yeah. Just tell me about the college. You know, in any one year, how many students them enroll?
Wow. well, for the school of music, because it's an arts college, so you have music, school of dance, school of arts, and drama.
Right, okay.
For music school, we say probably about 300 students.
Okay. And you all come in the same year or a year apart or something like that?
Four of us went in 2002. That's Marlon, Anthony, Demar, and myself, Pele. We went in 2002. You know, Kumar came in later.
07.
At 07.
06.
06.
Okay.
Yeah, but when we entered in 2002, we found it strange that most of the classes that, because we normally perform in groups and stuff, and found out that, like, myself and Anthony, bass and drums, would normally perform together in the groups, you know. So after time, we say, yeah, man, let's do it more often.
Right.
Yeah, but, and then we normally jam together and Demar as well, and over time of doing it, we find out that we can get better on it if we practice.
Right. So in the college there, you have musicians around you, several hundred musicians around you, but you four seem to click. Is that right?
Yeah, man, definitely. And connection was there, because even before we started playing, it's like we were friends before we decided that we were going to be in a band.
Right.
From the first day of orientation, it's like we just clicked. Me and Marlon and everybody just start part, like, instantaneously, you know?
Okay.
The spirit was there from before we even started to play music.
Okay. So the four of you come originally, and you changed the makeup of the band, and your second now is how many? Show you five or six?
It's six of us in total now.
Okay, and each.
Marlon is normally not seen on stage because he's the man who is in charge of the sound.
Ah, right.
He's the engineer for the band, you know?
Okay, so everybody have their role and everybody do their role, and it's a complete unit, yes?
Definitely.
Because that's quite an important thing, to be able to, you know, be self-contained and go as a crew and all you need is there.
Yeah, I mean, experiences over time teaches us to deal with situations and as they come along, you know? And as I said, we have an elder, Gizmo, in the group who has passed through several years and have a lot of knowledge, who pass it on to us, as well as the little years that we have been doing it, we learn a lot over the time.
Right. Well, I notice where I read up on your bios, you know, you list the band members and the six of your names, and I notice everyone is Anthony, Cortland, Dima, Delroy, Kumar, and Marlon. There's no Jadis, and there's no, you know, stage names. It all seems to be your straight names, aren't you?
Yeah, man, a simple thing, man.
Right.
We have a few aliases still, but it's still normal, you know.
Right. So that's just straight real people coming together and making music, no pretensions.
Everything is real. No pretense at all. Everything is real, from the look to the sound.
Well, you mentioned the look. That would be my next question, you see, because, you know, your image is important, I'm sure, to you guys, you know, and creating an image for your band. And again, you know, there's a distinct lack of the what would might be called the reggae colors or the Rasta colors in your attire and in your material. Would you say?
Yeah, we try to keep it different, you know, because everybody go with the red, green, and gold. I mean, we still use it, but at the same time, we wanted to present something that's ourselves.
Yes.
That's very natural.
Right.
Has to do with nature. You know, that's why we go with brown and black and green, you know. That's very, very much what we see every day.
Right. And it's a conscious thing, you know. I don't know if you have someone coaching you on these things, or it's just something that you come up with yourself.
So we live, we learn, and grow, man.
Right, right. So you come together now and you're making some music, and the music, how it get received from the start?
Alright. Well, from day one, honestly, before we even have the sound as Raging Fire as a band, it was being received as musicians playing for producers. The sound was being acknowledged.
Right.
So that even give us the drive to say, all right, if it's been received from there on, that mean if we do it and put our fullness into it, it will be widely received by the mass. So from the first single out, everyone felt the music, they felt the spirit, they felt the connection, and it's just been growing since.
Right, right. So the early times it was as backing band, yes?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Okay, and from that time you get the feedback that tells you, you know, we got something special here, yeah?
Yeah, man, definitely. Doing backing in those times, every artist wanted us to be their personal band.
Oh.
So.
Right, right. So, you know, it seems to be a little bit of what they call a resurgent in the reggae bands. You know, there was a time when there was very few bands. Suddenly, you know, they seem to be on the rise. Would you agree?
Yeah, man, definitely. As I say, it's a renaissance of the music, and everybody is learning and realizing once again that with a little faith and consistency, it is possible to live your dream. So rather than playing for some people who don't give you the full, who don't let you express yourself to the fullest, you know, you find that musicians are now coming together and as a unit expressing themselves more.
All right. I want to come back to that point about expressing yourself fully out. But in first, you know, I'd like people to hear some more of your music because I really like it, and I'm sure they will too. This next track is Running Away. You want to say anything about that one?
No words.
Don't run from yourself. True to yourself, man.
Space and listening out on Facebook and on your handheld. You've heard a few tunes from Raging Fire now tonight. You can be feel free to communicate to me how you're feeling them.
If you run from yourself,
put something on the shout box, hit me up on Facebook.
You run from yourself, you will lose.
My BlackBerry is on.
Understand that.
Get some feedback to the artist, Raging Fire. Yes, big up yourself, Sonia. Boom, boom, boom. Queen Easy, bang. Big up yourself, Goody. Well, guys, Raging Fire seems to come with a bit of a unique sound. Is that something you've been trying hard to achieve, you know, to try and sound different, or are you just being you? Can't hear you guys. Hello?
That is different enough, you know? Yeah, we say when you be yourself, that is different enough.
Right, because everyone is unique. True, true. Okay, and your material is all yourself, your own, you know? Do you spend any time listening to other people's and maybe thinking about covering their tunes, or it's strictly your own?
Yeah, man, the album is all Raging Fire. From producing to writing to all the musicianship, it's all Raging Fire, you know. Okay. And but definitely we do appreciate all genres of music, so we listen widely across all genres, you know. So you never know. we listen and we love a lot of artists, so inspiration comes along. You never know what will happen.
Okay, that's cool. And you say that you've done it all yourself. I mean, you've done it all yourself, the last album? Were you trying to make a point with that?
Well, going back to the statement earlier about really expressing yourself all in all, you know, I think this was the best way to do so.
Right.
Because if you can put out a product and everything is done by your team, it shows that it's definitely coming from within. It's not coming from another person's, from an outward, let's say, motivation or direction or influence. It's a team of people working together, and they're trying to bring forth a point, create a sound, and bring forth one unit out of it. So
yeah,
definitely it's a team effort.
That became a point.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talk about the expressing yourself, and you find yourself expressing yourself whilst you was on a backing band, but the output was under a different name, the lead artist or whoever. Is that right?
Yes, it was. Then, as I say, you still never get to express yourself fully because you're doing it under another artist's name, and probably in rehearsal, the keyboard player probably demo him and say, "Yo, you know, I have this arrangement and like to put in this and that time." But him as the artist, a theme thing.
Yeah.
And you can say, "Boy, no, man, where you go with that?" And I say, the song go, because right. I'm used to the song a certain way.
Okay.
Understand? But when we're doing our own thing now, come up with an idea, everyone free to express their own ideas and see how best it works.
Yes. So it's a kind of a backlash from the times when you had to really hold back on your creativity. You went and launched the LP all on your own, full control.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and that seems to be important to you now, I sense. Is that right?
Very important.
Yeah, man, very. I mean, it's our life. We made a lot of sacrifice to see this LP come forth, and a lot of hard work being put into it. So definitely it is our life, and we love it very much, and we put in all the effort and all the work into it.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a really great album. You have the knack of making good music and different styles of music same way. To me, you know, there's a future very strong and bright for you guys, you know? Yes, man. Let's listen to more music. This track, Karma, where this one come from? Because, you know, when I read it and listened it, you know, it's a big thing at the moment. People really getting into this karma thing. And if you do good, good comes. And if you do bad, you'll get your comeuppance. So it go?
Yeah, man. Life, you know, the laws of nature. Anything you do, you know, it come right back at you.
A lot of people are going to be feeling this tune. I'm sure they're feeling it already. Judging by our shout box, big up yourself, Roughneck Shamila. Big up Queen Easy out of Germany. Sonia, big up yourself out of Luton near London. This karma thing is going to touch a lot of people's hearts. Would you agree, guys?
Yeah, man. Free life, huh?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's something that's worse in the music business, but it seems, I don't know, maybe the competitiveness in reggae music makes people a bit cutthroat. Would you agree in reggae music and music generally? You know, the artists, them, are very competitive with each other.
Yeah, that's a fact in some cases. But, you know, being competitive brings out the best in you at times, you know.
Right.
You know, I really wouldn't blame it on that. The thing is just, you know, there is room for everybody. You know, and when everybody can understand and realize that there is room for everybody, and not everybody is going to be on top at the same time, but there is room for everybody, it will be better. Everybody will work together, and, you know, the music and the music industry and all would be a lot better and would be a better environment for everything.
Yes. Like the cake is big enough for everybody to get a slice.
Yeah, man. I mean, Sean Paul and Shaggy, them still touring, still working. But there are still other artists coming up, the IFT and the Raging Fire. A lot more, you know?
Yes. Yep. So, you know, the important message from the karma tune is, you know, do good along the way because, you know, you might have to pass the same people coming back.
Yes.
All right. So just thinking about the way you guys are going about making your music, you know, you're in the same kind of pool of artists. Some of them are going down this route and they're heading with the dancehall and they're blending it with this and they're blending it with that. Some would say that that's where the popularity is or where the attention is. But you guys, you're sticking really to the roots of reggae music and updating it, but still keeping the root. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, man, the important thing in the growth of any tree is the root, you know? So without the root, you won't have any tree. So we have to associate ourselves with the classics, you know, the music that has always been there that our forefathers left for us to look upon and analyze and be made better in the 21st century.
Right.
So that's what we're doing.
Okay, and obviously, you know, things don't stay still. So it's not just reproducing the root; it's developing it. It's bringing it up to date. Yes.
Yes, it is.
All right.
New generation. So you know.
And how important is it that the message that you bring with your music, you know, is of a certain positivity? Is that something you consciously go for, or is just again you?
After it's roots, natural. Reality, and culture. You know? It's what we live every day. It's our natural life. You know, right. That's why it's come across in our music. It's expressing what we live every day.
Right. Right. Because, a lot of people say, you know, if you don't sing what you live or don't sing what you're personally experiencing, it doesn't really come across to the audience in the same way. Is that something
that's
you would...
True.
Yeah.
That's
true. So tell me about the live business. You got some good music on record, you know, recorded, and people can view them on YouTube and such and such. What about the live thing? How that compare with the studio?
I mean,
well, the remark so far is that the live performance is, you know, is better than the sound the album itself.
Right.
Yeah, that's most of the remarks so far that we have been getting. Huh?
Right. So you really get a buzz from the live thing. You like the immediacy of the response from the crowd. How it go?
Yes, man.
Yeah, man, definitely, man, guys. You know, feed from each other. After it's like stages. So you produce the music, you get the music out there, and now you get to be on stage to perform the music, and you know, you have the fans. Who have bought the music and they're standing and they're listening and they're vibing and spirits colliding together, and it's a great vibe.
Yes.
For the album tracks too, like first cut too, you know. So it's like we're in the studio and the vibe just come across and we just record it. But after now we get to rehearse it and get more synchronize and everything, so obviously it'll get better. The live performances will be much better.
I see. And where, you know, where's your main fan base outside your locality, Jamaica? Yes. Where's people really connecting with Raging Fire in the world?
You know, people love us all over the world. You know, I'm being very honest with you right now.
Yeah,
love us all over the world. In Germany, we get crazy support. In France, crazy support. In Poland, crazy support. It goes on and on. Jamaica, it's no different. In the United States, it's no different. You know, we're just preparing ourselves to touch each and every basis, you know, as the call presents itself.
Right. Because you got some ambition to do a tour, 2013?
Yes, man.
And beyond.
And beyond.
Okay. 2013 and beyond, man. I mean, we just get a taste of Europe this summer. We're
okay.
Looking forward to being back in Europe and the rest of the world.
Okay. And where you touch in Europe?
We were in Poland, Germany, Spain, France, Slovakia. We went to the London O2. To do the Jamaica 50th celebration as well.
Right.
It was mostly festivals, so it was a great experience for us, you know, to perform in front of the mass.
Well, you know, I believe, you know, after just one album, and to get such quality production on that album, and you know, to get such good positive feedback everywhere you go, any tune you play, you must have a certain confidence about your product.
Yeah, man.
Confidence. Yeah, man.
You have confidence in yourself and in Jaja and in your life, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
It just motivates us to continue doing what we are doing and continue to produce more music.
Yes. Is there what?
More real music.
Yes. Well, that's it. It comes across, it's fresh, and you know, people who love reggae music, the roots of reggae music, will vibe to it. And people, you know, want something a little bit more up to date, they can find that in it as well. And as like you say, you like music from all different genres, and I'm sure it's influencing your output. Would you say?
Yeah, man.
Yes, man.
Definitely.
All right.
For me, we are rehearsal sometime. I'll rock. We'll play. Latin, everything, man.
Is it? So tell me, what's in your car player right now?
Right now?
Lenny Kravitz.
And what again? Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Cool player.
Right.
Off King Monsters and Men. Off Monsters and Men.
Kings of Leon.
Okay.
Bad English.
Living Color.
Peter Tosh.
Bob Marley.
Eric Clapton.
Bob Dylan.
Wow, that's really interesting. You know, and that's interesting.
Vice Carter.
The wide variety, you know.
Yes. Well, that's good. I mean, that's an indication to people listening. You know, okay, a band is doing well in a particular genre, but they vibe to and take inspiration from all different styles of music. Are you?
Everybody.
All right, more music. This one is appropriate because it says music isn't bias.
All right.
Live on Reggae Space right now. Yendis in conversation with a whole of a reggae raging fire.
Ooh, music isn't bias. Ooh, they try to keep me quiet. Was spying on a hill and no, he's spying still. Jack and Jill went up the hill, running from disaster, but they ran him down and took his crown, cause they want to be the master. To keep me quiet. Oh, listen to the hi-hat. Let the music starting up a riot. Yeah.
So you know, that's a great track there. Music isn't bias. Reggae music starting up a riot. What is it? What would you say you guys are trying to do with your music? What would you say is success?
Success is always trying your best, no matter what.
Right.
Not being afraid of making failures, you know, because in making failures you realize new things.
Right.
You know, so never give up.
Yes, man. Yes, man. I mean, what kind of message you want to leave with people? What is the point of you making your music? You know, what do you want to do to people who listen?
Well, if people can connect to the real about us, you know, means you can believe in yourself also, because, you know, you don't really have to be born into a legacy or whatever to do great works, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can rise from nothing and do it yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's just about self-reliance, the highest science.
Right.
Believe in yourself, you know?
Okay, because you know there's artists that go for the upliftment tunes, you know, the ones that are going to improve the people who are listening, and others who veer away from that and don't really have a concern for the community, if you ask me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
What I'm just confused, you know, with the radio stations, them, what are they thinking when they're promoting that kind of music, you know, it seems to be at the expense of real reggae music, or am I getting it wrong?
Well, you'd have to ask the radio people, but the radio people really promote Raging Fire music. And we're listening in here in Jamaica too, you know, but the ones who do play music that doesn't socially fit, you know, the society.
Yeah.
We have no control over it because people are people and that's what makes the world go round, you know. So we have to make music to really keep the positive and the love going. We can't really focus on that because people do what they want, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it does seem to be a bit of a conflict at the moment. You know, you're getting good music that is uplifting, in direct conflict with the negative, the gangster, the explicit, and you know, there's a limited amount of airplay, and the DJ's got to make a decision, and some of them are making a decision that really doesn't show reggae in its best light. I don't know if I'm making sense here. You get me?
Dancehall artists, them gang really, they're united. If more and more positive musicians come together and positive people, we'll get the same response from the radio. It's just that there's not enough music being mass produced by the positive side for radio that's actually being pushed. When a man create a song that's positive, if him try with it today and it no work, him give up on love. Same day, you know?
Yeah.
So we have to really keep pushing the music, find a niche for it, find a space for it, you know?
Yeah. I'm getting some kind of a feedback, some kind of a background noise. I don't know what that is. It comes and goes, but yeah, that's better now. That's better. Yeah, that's nice and clear. The next track I'm going to, it kind of follows on to what we were saying. You know, it's entitled "Judgment Day," title track of the last album. I'm wondering how far we got to look into the future for the next album.
Next album, soon.
Yeah?
Yeah, that comes soon. Coming soon, like movies.
Sunshine is a track that you can look for from the next album that I'm sure you have.
Yes, we play that one.
For new production as well, so, you know, you're keeping everybody in tune with what's happening.
All right, and is this...
new music is being produced, man. Don't worry yourself, man.
All right. And you're doing this one all yourself, or you're getting people in to do this and that?
No, we're collaborating with other people, you know, because, you know, each iron sharpen iron, so we have to work with others to make it grow, you know, you don't know it go.
Yeah, well, I guess things are slightly different this time, now that you kind of made your name and proved a point, yeah?
Well, we'll forever be stressing roots, reality, and culture, you know, and there's a lot of things happening in the world, a lot of social issues that are not being highlighted, you know, so... In years to come, you know, you can expect a lot from Raging Fire as relates to roots, reality, and culture. And you can check us out. I mean, you don't know what might happen. You know, might get a pop tune or something.
Yes. And you mentioned social issues. You're not afraid to tackle them in your music.
No, because, I mean, nobody's talking about the real thing that's happening right now, you know, and we need to. Because in years to come, it's going to affect us all.
What kind of things you want to enlighten people, open their eyes to?
You know, just be real. You know, don't let nobody fool you. You know, work hard. Work hard in whatever situation it is. You know, you might not have the best equipment, but try your best. You know, and make the best of whatever it is that you have. You know, and always strive to be the best in whatever you do.
Right,
you know, because
right,
the sky is the limit and the possibilities are endless in whatever craft it is that you do. You know, you could be a mechanic, you could be a nurse, you could be a teacher. You know, just be the best.
Yes.
You know, because they are preparing younger students for the future.
Yes. You know. Yes, it's true that I would agree with you. You know, not enough people really believe in themselves, believe in what is possible. People seem to think, you know, kind of brainwashed somehow by the education and the schooling to do a job, and that's your limit. And instead of really being free to dream, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like they're waiting on a day for everything.
Jump from the sky.
Yeah. Not believing that the tool is right inside them.
You have to pitch at it one day. One day at a time. You know, if you want to buy a bed, you know, you have to make an installment. You know, if you don't have the whole lot of money, you start tear down on the bed one by one, so till you finish pay feet. You know, that's just being very practical at going for your dream.
Yes.
You know? And that's what we are about, and that's what we are here to highlight. I mean, there are other social issues like wars in the world, you know, and reason for war. You know, and all of those things that's happening right now, that's very, 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 very effective in our lives in years to come.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to make a change from now to make it better for the future.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yes, you pay one and you save and buy your things. It's like you do your hard work in learning your craft, learning your instrument, learning to sing, and in time, you know, the experience amounts up, and you're able to stand up on a stage and do what you guys do. Yeah.
Yeah, man. One day at a time. Anything is possible. Anything.
Big up yourself, Anna Hesse.
But Rasta man built up his temple on a firm foundation.
Big up yourself, Goody. Yes, your music goes down very well here at Reggae Space. The door is open for you to return at any time in the future. You guys know that, yes?
Yeah, man.
I'm wondering, you know, I got you guys all there together. I'm wondering if you have your singing voices all in order and fancy doing something for us live.
Yeah, man, we can sing a little thing for your life, man. No problem.
All right. You ready to do that now?
Yeah, man, we can do that right now, man.
All right, well, just to give people a little bit of information, it's Yendis in conversation with Raging Fire live on Reggae Space. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Sing
some. Yeah, man, go on, son.
Yeah.
end this video. On Judgment Day, we'll be playing music for the rebels, yes. Roots rock reggae music, playing sweet in Avenger. On Judgment Day, we'll be playing music for the rebels, yes. Roots rock reggae music, playing sweet in Avenger.
Reggae space, yes. That's the endless.
Big respect, guys. Oh, that's great. And just come together so it sounds so tight, you notice?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, man, practice becomes permanent, huh?
That's it. That's what I'm saying. Larger Rough next to Miller. Think of yourself promoting, pumping a shout box with information.
One thing I've got to say, you better not trouble this man. My fears have gone away, out of Babylon. Cause I already paid for the wrongs that I've done. So I can safely say, I am Rasta son. On Judgment Day, I'll be playing music for the rebels. Roots rock reggae music, playing sweet in heaven.
Well, I got one more tune I want to play before you guys leave us, and I'm thanking you for your time. But I just also wanted to mention that we're having one paper day here on Reggae Space. It's on the 18th. A one paper day. I don't know if you know, ever heard of that phrase.
No.
Okay. It might be a kind of in-joke, I don't know, but with us here, we use Rizla, just one sheet of paper, and we do a little trick, you know?
Okay,
so that's what we're having, and I'm glad to say I got a brand new tune to play on that day, on the 18th, let people know. Yes, and it's by Raging Fire. You know which tune I'm talking, don't?
Ganja.
That's right. So I'm gonna play that one more tune. But before you go, I want to give you guys an opportunity to pump your links and plug your pages and to big up anybody you want big up as well. I also want to give you the opportunity to mention. Is it what?
Annie, yes.
Right now, we are big up everybody. You know?
Yeah, well, okay, let's talk about the reading magazine.
We get the time for us big up everybody, so we just up big up everybody.
But you know, we have two people we have big up, but we big up everybody. We love everybody.
Right. Annie, yes. One love. You know, you're large. Ellen,
Reading Steve, Reading Magazine.
Sheriff. Creole. Sheriff, big up yourself.
Ratatam.
Summer Jam.
Yeah,
man. Yam, because we are Ricky.
We all have a reggae festival.
We have one in Poland. Pablo.
Garance.
Pablo Dancehall Massacre.
Garance in France. You understand? O2. Rob Elliott from you don't know.
Yeah, big London. Up, Rob.
Big up.
AEG.
Enough people, but you understand? Mommy and Daddy. And
David, you know,
all of them, Mommy and Daddy.
Gabriel Selassie.
Enough people. You know, understand? So we just give thanks for everything and all the blessings.
And big up in this talks to Reading.
Well, yeah, well, special big up, yes, to everybody who tune in to the radio station right now and I listen to the music, you know. Continue to support Raging Fire. Just visit our Facebook page, Raging Fire. The fire is spelled F-Y-A-H. Follow us on Twitter as well, Raging, at Raging Fire, F-Y-A-H. You know, just in case you don't have the album yet, it's available online, Amazon, all these digital download stores. Just go out and support the music, because the music is very motivational and inspiring, you know, and uplifting. So just continue to support the music, follow us, and we'll be looking forward to coming into your community soon. You know, there's a train coming soon, Raging Fire. I get ready for move all over the world. So just learn up the song, them, and be a part of the thing, right?
Yes, man. Yes. Well, enough big ups there. You covered most of the whole world. Big up to you guys. Yes, and you let off your links. And I have to say, we got your links in the shout box. So anybody on the base right now at reggaespace.com, check that. Check out the shout box, and you get every link. We have your Twitter and your iTunes, Amazon, Facebook page, etc., etc. You guys, you do your online social networking yourselves?
Yeah, man. Every time I talk to somebody on Facebook or Twitter, you're speaking to one of the band members, man. Definitely.
Right. 100%. Again, real people.
Yeah man. So, all new followers as of today that follow us from this radio show, a special big up on the command line.
You're at your phone right now, say.
right. So you get it there. Just go straight to your Twitter and your Facebook and search for Raging Fire, FYAH. But before I play off the last tune, I wanted to touch on the fact that you guys are producing rhythms now. You're going into, you're taking reggae music by storm, you know, you're saying reggae music, a fimi.
Yeah, man. We're sharing with everybody. But yeah, we have a rhythm, right? H2O rhythm. That's the rhythm that Black Woman, Richie Spice, and was on, and also World Crisis from our album Judgment Day, but the rhythm will soon be released, so you can look out for that as well. It features Phenomenon from Switzerland,
Alien,
Lothan Fire, Ras Penko, Loss,
Pentatouche,
and even upcoming band. You know, so listen out, we have our H2O rhythm going to touch the road soon, you see it?
Right. Well, I'm going to touch that, the Richie Spice, a little later, but I'm just saying that you guys are making us a significant presence in the reggae music industry, true?
Yeah, man, it's needed, man. I mean, we love what we do, you know, and we are just expressing the love in each and every day. You know, we love, like, to express ourselves musically, you know, and we give thanks for the chance to express ourselves, like, talking to our fans, you know, because we don't get to do that on a regular, and we give thanks for that. Big up Babandi.
Yeah, because for the classic fans of Babandi and the upcoming fans who love Raging Fire and Babandi, there's also music, you know, coming out. One track has also been released, you know. So send someone, you can check out that online as well, you know, feature
on iTunes. Yeah.
Well, I know a whole heap of people listening right now are familiar with the internet, and they will find you. You know, any regular search engine will turn up enough links with Raging Fire, and I'm sure they will enjoy what they find. I got one more tune I want to play. As I say, it's ready for my show on the 18th on our One Paper Day here on Reggae Space. I'm going to say thank you to Raging Fire, and thank you for your voices and your conversation, your comments and your statements. It's been really good having you here and interesting hearing you guys talk. Yes?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Need a lighter for the next song?
You say what?
Need a lighter for the next song?
Yeah, go on then now.
Alright, sir. Fire.
Alright, we just light it up.
Just light it up.
Love how you caress my brain, you know. Keep my heavens calm. Cannabis.
Raging Fire, track entitled Ganja.
I say what I wanna say. I be who I wanna be. I go where I wanna go. No one in my way. You see me smoking. So why you come provoke me? Yeah. This ain't no joke thing. Now I got touch that coke thing. We're smoking. Oh yeah, my reward.
Keep my heavens calm.
Oh, what a tune.
That's why I'm having love.
Large of raging fire.
I say what I wanna say. I be who I wanna be. I go where I wanna go. Provoke me, yeah. This ain't no joke thing. Now I got touch that coke thing. We're smoking ganja, ganja, ganja.
Big up Pablo P.
Smoke weed every day.
Ruffy, big up yourself. Goody.
Yeah, yeah. Marijuana.
Larger Queen Easy.
Marijuana. Give my eyes them my dad.
Tragic, big up yourself. Williams.
And when I'm smoking my weed, I'm gonna pick out the seed. I'm gonna plant the seeds, because I try to preserve the breed. So now you really wanna disturb the water. I beg you, leave us alone. No coke in our zone. We're smoking
big things in store for this band. Raging fire. And I'm sure you'd agree, based on the tunes that have been playing here tonight. One more time, say thank you to you guys. Marlon, big up yourself and all the crew.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, big respect. I got one more tune. It's not your tune, so I'll say goodnight to you now. But I want to play the Richie Spice. Yes, the Richie Spice. Now, this tune, is you write it and you arrange it? How it go?
Yeah, man, we write and produce it. You know? We made the rhythm and wrote the song ourselves.
All right.
Directed and I studied it.
Yeah, man.
All right. You hear it? You hear that? Richie Spice singing Black Woman. It's on the H2O rhythm, Responsibility of Raging Fire. Say goodnight to you guys. It's been great to have you. And I'm sure you get a few hits on your pages and friends and such and such.
Okay, give thanks, man. And it was a pleasure, you know?
Up in a turban, I love the little scars she wear. She says she love it so long. She don't wanna expose her hair. She don't wanna use them skin care. I love the way how she program. Her meditation's so strong. What a black woman, yes. Girl, I wear you this life. A real woman, yes.
This is the work of Raging Fire in cooperation with Richie Spice.
She love it so long. She don't wanna expose her hair. She don't wanna use them skin care. I love the way how she program. Her meditation's so strong. What a black woman, yes. Girl, I wear you this life. A real woman, yeah. Queen of the motherland. I know that you're not unbalanced. That's the way I know you rate your temper. Girl, you're an example. Woman, I see the beauty in you. see the future in you. Woman, I see your light in you. I see true love in you. Watch a black woman, yes. Girl, I wear your this long. Real woman, yeah. Queen of the motherland. Empress number one.
Yes, encourage you to hit the links and make the friends with Raging Fire.
She don't want to cream her hair. She wants it up in a turban.
Yes, a solid unit, and they're going to have a very bright future. Would you agree? Just let them know so. Hit them up on their Facebook page, on Twitter.
Yeah. I love the way I'm surprised. I'm meditation so strong. What a black woman.
So big ups to everyone here right now, here on the base. Got the links in the shout box there for you. If you're listening out in cyberspace somewhere, just a quick Google and you'll find the links.
Number one. Girl, I wanna be your lover, man.
Got about 15 minutes left in the hour. We'll see how it goes.